That's square.
Yeah, it's a tiny square over
there. There's a lot of baby. Mm-hmm. Got a lot of them around here. Mm-hmm. Yeah, she was just as pretty as she could be.
And if you have a...
Uppity was another one they used. Uppity.
How was that used? Is that a...
If anybody got a little high, you know, and kind of lorded over somebody, she's getting mighty uppity.
I see.
She just thinks she's somebody. Gone off to college and come back now here, she's all uppity. Thinks she's smarter than we are. Uppity. That was quite a common word back in the old days. Uppity. You never hear it anymore, but I've heard that word used many a time.
And if you've got a deep cut, and it became infected and you had this kind of raised up area around it, what would that be called?
Well, they used to get what they'd call proud flesh in a wound.
Uh-huh.
I know we had an old woman down here who was a practical nurse, and she was always telling me about proud flesh. I never found out exactly what she was talking about.
What was she called?
Proud flesh, she'd say, in a wound. I guess that was...
Yes, but was she, did she happen to be colored?
No, she's white. She's an old Irish woman.
Colored man said, well, that's proud flesh. Transpose the R and the L.
Mm-hmm.
I was wondering if you ever heard.
No, I never heard that one.
And did you use something to paint scratches as when you were young, or is that something?
Well, what we used mostly was turpentine.
I see.
We had no iodine. I never heard of iodine. We used turpentine. Was anything you cut yourself? Anything you hurt yourself? Put turpentine on and wrap it up.
I see.
I've cut my foot and I cut my hand. And this old, same old woman, this old Irish woman, would get, she'd get cobwebs out of the chimney with soot on it and put on it and wrap around.
Hmm.
It worked all right, too. It always got well.
Mm-hmm.
But turpentine was our standard remedy for everything.
And if a pimple got very large and very sore, that be a...
You mean a boil? We called them risings.
Rising.
That was a rising.
Uh-huh. And inside the...
Core.
The core and the material in there around the core would be all
pus.
And
you get the core out. I've had a mini one boil. I got a scar there right now. I had a terrific one right there. Not that high. But you got to, when you get the core out, it heals right up.
And in a blister, what would be the material in a blister?
Well, you know, doctors used to blister people. You know that?
No idea.
Yeah, they blistered them. Blistered the chest. Terrible blisters. They used some kind of mustard plasters on them.
Hmm.
And these mustard plasters would raise a terrific blister. I know, I saw a first cousin of mine blistered once. My golly. Well, what they thought it would do, just like used to bleed them. Like that's what killed George Washington. Bled him 4 times in 1 day, and all he had was a little cold.
Did you ever hear that the material inside the blister called water or humor?
Well, it's water. It's called water blisters. They called them water blisters.
And the old name for arthritis was?
Oh, gosh. They didn't know what arthritis was. It was all rheumatism in those days. Any pain in the world you had is rheumatism.
How would people describe the part of the body where they get the rheumatism? They say, my
joints.
Joints.
I got rheumatism in my joints. Joints.
You mentioned the whooping cough. Did the youngsters have much of that other very sore throat? Might kill them.
Well, I had one of my grandfather's early children died of diphtheria.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, they had diphtheria. One of them choked to death on a butter bean. My grandfather had 9 children. The first 4 died before they were 12 years old. Whooping cough, diphtheria, one of them choked to death on a butter bean. I forgot what the other one had.
And how about some ailment that would make your skin turn yellow? Your eyes yellow?
Oh, that was yellow janders.
Janders?
Yellow janders, yeah.